We're continuing the Shir in Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Aleph, Hilchas Ma'achol Yakum, Halacha Beis, Paragraph Beis. Nimtza, Shegam Ho'esh Shel Yisrael, Nimshach Oleho Mikidushas Shabbos, Al Yidei Birchas Boirei Moirei Ho'esh, Shemavorcha Memoitzoi Shabbos. So Rab Nosson Zal says, it's not just the food of the weekdays that we've been zeicha to draw upon at the Kiddush of Shabbos, but the fire of the weekdays, the fire that a Yid is going to use during the Yemei HaChol, he's also connected it, he's plugged it into the Eish of Shabbos Kodesh through the mitzvah of Havdalah, through that Brocha, Baruch Atah Hashem, Boirei Moirei Yoesh. V'alkein, and therefore, Hamacholim She'onu Misaknim Eitzel Hoesh, therefore, as we mentioned earlier, Hashem created food in such a way, meat, fish, all kinds of water, that you have to cook it to be mashlamit. If you were to eat it uncooked, it doesn't have its shlemus. Rav Nosson Zal had explained that beruchni, spiritually, when you cook it, that helps eliminate the ra from it, and it also helps bring out the true toiv in it. Begashmius, we know that's true also. Eating raw meat tastes a certain way, and eating a delicious broiled steak or piece of chicken, you know, is something completely different. So Rav Nosson Zal, and so therefore, cooking is a major part of the tikkun of the meichel. So Rav Nosson Zal says now, a yid, where the fire that he uses during the week to cook with is also plugged into Shabbos, not just that the food is plugged into Shabbos, but the fire is plugged. So therefore, when a Yid cooks during the weekdays, he's being mamshich eish kodesh, an eish of kedusha. He's being mamshich the eish of Shabbos kodesh, which helps make a tikkun for the meichel, which is bechinas mezoina d'nishma. And therefore, the foods that a Yid cooks during the week are bechinas mezoina d'nishmasa. Because he's zeicha to be able to draw upon it that reach toiv of Shabbos. We said that reach is the din of the neshama. Koil haneshama talko is reach, and Shabbos is neshama yisera. Shabbos is mezayna the neshmosa. So he's drawing that reach toiv from Shabbos, which is the good reach. Avol kisho akum mevashlen hamaychol. Whereas when a goy, lahavdil, cooks the food, even if we're talking about glatt kosher food, azai adarabah, then just the opposite is what happens. Who moisif bahamacholim reach ra al yidei ho'esh shelo yishu mevashel boing. Because he's using goy fire, because he's using fire that was initiated, started by a goy, he's adding, he's injecting a reach ra into the food on a spiritual level. Because we said before that eish is din, eish is elikim, eish is sitra achra. There's an eish of the sitra achra, and when a goy cooks, that's the eish that he's using. So if he cooks a glatt kosher edach redis piece of chicken, he's injecting, his fire is injecting a reach ra into that chicken. Because the fire that a goy uses is a fire that's plugged into the fire of Gehenim, which is the place of all the Rechois Rois, of all the Averis, of all the whole world. We mentioned in the previous year, it's the opposite of Gan Eden. Gan Eden is the place of Reach Toiv. As Yitzchok Avinu had said, Re'ei Reach Bni Kareach Hasoda Sheberch Hashem. That means that Gehenim must be the place of Reach Ra. V'ze bi'atzmoi b'chinas ha'toychecho she'kos av Rabbeinu Zal Shom b'maymer hanal. And this is exactly tied in to the union of toychecho that Rabbeinu Zal speaks about in that Torah. Shal yedei toychecho shel mi she'enoi roi lo ichiach, because as a result of toychecho, reprimand, that's being given through somebody that's not qualified to reprimand, he initiates you and he wakes up a reach ra that's in that person that he's being moirer, that is being moichiach. Avol mi shehu roi lo ichiach, whereas a person who is qualified to give toichacho, Dahainu, kishezoicha lekoil Yaakov, hanal, a person who is zoicha to that hakoil koil Yaakov that we mention, about which the pasuk says in Shir Hashirim, ki koilech orev umarech nove, the sweet koil, azai moisif reach toiv. That person, when he reprimands somebody, he adds reach toiv to that person. He turns the avera into a springboard for major, major tshuva. Ayin Shom, look over there in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal explains it. Ki gam habishul shemevashlin umesaknin hamaychol, because Rav Nosson Zal explains, the act of cooking, which is one of the major steps in Tikkun HaMeichel, is also a Bechina of Toichocha. Ki kemoi ki shemoi chichnes odom lachzir lemutov, levayr ulechalis menu hara ulegalis hatoiv. Just as when we reprimand a person, what are we doing? We're trying to get him to do tshuva. We're trying to get him to return to doing the right thing. And we're trying to get rid of the ra in that person and to be megala the toiv in that person. Because if we didn't think there was toiv in that person, we wouldn't be talking to him. We'd be crazy. That's the whole issue here. When a person reprimands something, when a person reprimands somebody else, the pasuk says, "Es asher yehav Hashem yoichiach." It says, "Hoichiach toichiach es amisecho." Toichocho, you can only give to somebody who you really, really love. If you really love that person and you respect that person, and you know that that person is a real good person, and they have tremendous potential to do incredible good, but they made a mistake, but they fell, but they did something wrong. So you want to try to speak to them in a way that's going to get rid of this little thing, or big, whatever it is, to get rid of this and bring out the real person, that who that person really is. He's a gutzkeit, he's a yid. And if the person doesn't accept the toichocha, if they don't listen, and if they don't correct the situation, they don't do tshuva, azai moichicha noy soyachakach, Biyisurim oy begehenem levar mimenu ara. Then Rachmona Litzlan loyaleinu, the Hashem has other ways of being moichiach. Sometimes Hashem sends the person, gives the person a patch. If the person doesn't accept the carrot, then Hashem sends a patch chas v'shalom. Or even worse, chas v'shalom, a person passes away, and then they get another kind of toichocha, which is gehenem, the eish of gehenem, in order to eliminate the ra of that person. So kemoikein onu misaknin hamacholim al yedei habishul kedei levayer hora hanechas bahatoiv hamulubash b'maichol. So Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the parallel here. Look at the perfect parallel. Toichocha is a form of eish in a sense, because you're trying to get rid of the ra of that person and bring forth a toiv. Cooking food is exactly the same item. You're taking the food, putting it on the fire in order to get rid of the ra and bring forth the reach toiv of that food. Levayr hora hanechas b'hatoiv hamelubash b'maichel, dahainu hanitzoitzois hakdoishim v'haneshamois hamegulgolim v'hamelubashim shom. When we're cooking the food, we're trying to eliminate the ra in that food, and which has attached itself to the toiv that's in that food. What's the real toiv that's in that food? The sparks of Kedusha, the neshamois, the gilgulim that are found in that food. We mentioned from the Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh, you have the pasuk in Tehillim, Re'eim gam tzemeim, nafshom bohem tisatov. Why has Hashem made it that Jews are hungry and thirsty? Why do we have hunger and thirst? Because nafshom bohem tisatov. Because there's nefoshos wrapped up in that food. And the only way they can get a tikkun is if a Jew eats it or drinks it and makes the right kind of bracha before and after and everything, or eats it like Kavod Shabbos, or eats it like, you know. So that's the real toiv that's found in the food. Nimtza shehabishul hu levayr ulechalois hora ulegalois hatoiv. So cooking is exactly the same reason, for the same purpose as Toichocho. It's to be get rid of the Ra and reveal the Toiv. Shezeu b'chinas Toichocho. V'alkein tzrichin sheyia habishul al yidei Yisrael dafka. Now you understand why the cooking must be done with Jewish fire. Sheheim zoichin lahamshich koil hanal al yidei kedusha shel Shabbos shemamshichin l'mei koil kanal. Because a Yid is zoichet to be mamshich that koil hamoichiach haroi, that right, that proper koil, that koil of kedusha, from the kedusha of Shabbos, which we bring into the weekdays. Shaydei bechinas koil hazeh, we said Shabbos is called Nachlas Yaakov Avicho. Kol hama'aneges haShabbos is zoichet to Nachlas Yaakov, which is hakoil koil Yaakov. Shaydei bechinas koil hazeh, yecholan loichiach kanal. When a person is zeichet to that coil, then they're qualified to be mechiyach. Ki azay moisifin reach toiv al yidei toichach toi. Because then, when such a person gives toichocha, his toichocha injects reach toiv into the person. Ki shezoichen lakoil hanal. When a person is zeichet to that kind of coil. Ukemoikein mamish bebishul kanal. And when it comes to cooking, it's exactly the same thing. That when the eish is coming from the right place, it's an eish of kedusha, not an eish of the sitra achra. Then that eish gets rid of the ra that's found in the food, and it's megala the toiv. And it brings forth mamish a reach toiv. There's nothing, when you smell food, you come home and your wife has raw meat and raw potatoes on the counter, you don't smell nothing. But if she's cooking those potatoes are cooking, if that chicken is cooking or broiling, you walk into the house, wow, that smells delicious. Or lahavdil, a person walks into the house on Shabbat, Friday night, and he smells that reach toiv, that reach of mezoina de nishmosa, that's... So azai, avol ha'akum, whereas the goyim she'enom zoichen le'shabbos, who are not zoichet to Shabbos, the Gemara says, goy she'shovas chayev miso, ve'enom zoichen le'bchinas koil anal, and therefore they do not have this koil yakoiv, this hakoil koil yakoiv. They're the opposite, they're yodayim yidei esov. Azay al yidei bishul shelohem, he'moisifem reach ra. Then through their cooking, they inject the reach ra into the food. Kemoi ha-moichiach she'enoi roi, like a moichiach who's not qualified, shehu ma'oirer ho-reach ra al yidei toichachtoi, machmas she'enoi zoich lebchinas koil anal. Paragraph Gimel. Nimtza, shebishul v'tikun ha-macholim, tzorech liois al yidei Yisrael dafka, shem b'nei Yaakov, shezoch lekoil v'reach anam, v'loi al yidei Akum, shem misitra de'esav, shehu afehefech mamish. So we conclude, therefore, that the cooking and tikkun of food must be done through a yid, through yidden, who are b'nei Yaakov, who are zoch to the koil Yaakov, that nourishes the gan. Remember? As when Adam Rishon said, as koilech shamat bagan vo'ira, that coil that nourishes all the reichos toivos in Gan Eden and in the Gan. And not through the goyim who are sitra deisov, which is the opposite of hakoil koil Yaakov. V'alkein, b'sho shehevi Yaakov hamacholim loviv, nemar shom hakoil koil Yaakov. Therefore, look at this. Look how Rav Nosson Zal understands every detail of the Torah. When did Yitzchok Avinu say that famous statement, HaKoil Kol Yaakov? When Yaakov Avinu was bringing him the food, the two goats, the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, that he was bringing him. Vayoymer Re'ei Reach Beni Kereach Soda. That's when he said, I smell your Reach, and you smell like that field, like that Gan Eden that I know about when my Neshama left me by the Akedah, as we mentioned yesterday. Shenichnasimoy Reach Gan Eden. When Yaakov Avinu walked in, Yitzchok Avinu smelled the reach of Gan Eden coming in with him. Ki b'hamacholim shel Yaakov, shom margishin reach Gan Eden hanimshach mikoil anal. Because in food that's prepared by Yaakov Avinu, that's where you feel that reach of Gan Eden that comes from the koil Yaakov. Ki hamacholim sheloi nistaknim v'nizbashlim b'b'chinazu kanal. Because food that a Yid cooks prepares gets this tikkun. Ulehefech, kishenichnas Esav imamacholim shaloi, whereas Lahavdil, when Esav walked in with the food that he had prepared, nichnas imoi hagehenim. The Gemara says that Gehenim came in with him. And Kamo Shekosev, as the Pasuk says, Vayecherad Yitzchok Charoda Gedoyla, that Yitzchok was petrified. When Esav walked in and he said, "Hi, Dad," Yitzchok Avinu was petrified. So the Gemara says, what was he so scared about? That, you know, according to the story, he was scared because, hold on a second, he thought he just spoke to Esav. You know. But the Gemara says, you know what? For that, it wouldn't say Vayechrad. Yechrad means petrified. He was petrified because when Esav walked in, Yitzchok Avinu felt Gehenim coming into the room. Kemo Shedosh Rabbi Seinuzal, Kiem Hamacholim Daiko Shehevi Esav, Nichnas HaGehenim. Look at this. It's not just Esav walking into the room. It's Esav's barbecue. It's Esav's cooking coming into the room. That was the Gehenim. Because the food of Esav was prepared with a fire that's connected to the fire of Gehenim. That's why the Gehenim came into the room. All the other times when Esav walked into the room of Yitzchak, Yitzchak didn't necessarily feel that. He came in and he brought this food, this smelly food that he had cooked and prepared. That's where Yitzchak Avinu felt the Gehenim. And this is why when Yitzchak Avinu sent him out to bring the food, he said, "Vaseli matamim kasher ohavti, prepare for me food like the food that I like." Ve'isa b'zohar hakodesh kasher ohavti mi pikudin de'eser. That when he said, we know that the Torah Kedusha is split up into two sections, mitzvahs asei, mitzvahs lois asei. The mitzvahs asei are bechinas ahava, that's asei. The mitzvahs lois asei are bechinas of what you should despise. Oyhave Hashem sinura, you know, not to do them. So Yitzchok Avinu said to Esav, go bring me food, kasher ahavti, mi pikudin dasei, from the side of ahava. And Rav Nosna says, matamim daiko. Look at the word he used, matamim. Ki hamatamim mamish, etzivol oilasois, haino macholim, because the food that Yitzchok Avinu asked Esav to prepare, he warned him, I want it to be from mitzvah aseh, not from lois aseh. Hainu, she yisakein v'yevashel hamacholim la'aseh yisoysa matamim aydei b'chinas reyach gan eden, shu b'chinas pekudin daseh. He was telling Esav he wanted him to prepare the food using the reyach, using an eish of kedusha, using an ur sheshavas, like we said yesterday, which is drawing from the reyach gan eden, pikudin daseh, sheshama reyach toiv mikol hamitzvos. That's where the reyach toiv is from all the mitzvos aseh that the people did. V'lo yivashel oisam la'aseh soisam atamim mipikudin delois aseh. And he should not cook to make it into delicious food using pikud nedolois aseh, meaning with that fire of Gehenim. People who did what they were not supposed to do. Hainu alidei eishol Gehenim, sheshom hareach ra mikol alois aseh, that were violated. Paragraph Dalid, v'yalkeim Chananya Misho Vazaria, shenizharu mimacholei akum. Look how every single thing in the Torah fits perfectly. It says over there that the king insisted that they eat his food. And he said, they told him to go fly a kite. So we're going to put you in a fire. The fire, the goy's fire, couldn't affect them at all. Because foods that are prepared by a goy, they draw from the eish hakosha that we said before, the dina kasha, the eishel gehenim. We said that Hashem's name Elohim b'milui is begematria eish. So eish is that midah sadin. V'alkein al yedei shenizharu mizeh, therefore because these three were zoicha to abstain from eating machol yakum, Hashem showed that fire, the goy's fire, can't harm them in any way. Look at this. Look at the wording in the Navi there. It says the smell of the fire couldn't affect them. Reach daiko. Look at the word that's used. Reach, haynu b'chinas ha-reach ra shel ha-maisim roim, shem b'soich ha-ish ha-koshe, eish shel gehenem kanal. Vayidei shenizhorem imachol yakum, lo yhoyo lezeh ha-reach shum shlita b'em kanal. Because they were zeicha to be careful to avoid machol yakum, this fire, the reach of the fire, this fire that comes from reach ra, from the averis, from the eish shel gehenem, couldn't be shoylet on them whatsoever. Paragraph A, v'zeh b'chinas ma'ashon regilim lohavi mugmar lohariach achra suda. With this we understand a custom that the Gemara mentions in Brochus, that in those days they had a custom that after people would finish eating their suda, they would bring spices, psamim, that were prepared with fire, k'toris, like incense. They would have this incense that they would smell that's called mugmar, and that was the finishing touch on the meal. That was part of the dessert, like. כדי שתהיה הסודה נכללס בבחינס מזוינו דנשמוסו שהוא הריח. What were they showing by that? They were showing that we know that when a yid eats, it's something completely different from lahavdla go eating. That when a yid is eating physical food, his machshava is that this is mezoino d'nishmosa. I'm making a broch on this. This is karbonos. This is a mizbeach. The food I'm eating is karbonos. This is mezoino d'nishmosa. And I'm showing that by climaxing it with reach toiv. Paragraph vo, v'yalkein klei suda shioitz mir shosakum tzrichin tvila. And this is why utensils that are used for food, for eating, that were either made by a goy or that were in the goy's rishus, if a Jew wants to eat it, he has to toivel it first. I have to mention this. I toivel kalim about once or twice a year. 3 hours ago, I went to toivel a few kalim. Just this morning, and I didn't know we were going to be learning this right now. For Pesach, it's a few days before Pesach, and I just went to toivel a couple of new glasses and new serving things. V'alkein klei suda, and it comes from Chutz La'aretz, unfortunately. So you have to toivel it. Not if it's made in Israel, you don't have to toivel. It's made by Jews. La'avdol, if it comes from Chutz La'aretz, you have to toivel. V'alkein klei suda sheyoytze mirushus akum tzrichen tvila. Utensils that are going to be used for eating that were in the rishus of a goy, if a yid wants to use it, he's got to toivel it first. Ki hatvila b'mikva oy b'mayon hu b'bechinas nohor hayoytze me'eden. Rabbeinu Zal spoke in that Torah about the nohor, the river that flows from Eden. That's the mikva. Vaydeze metarin hakelim hayoytze mirishusam shiruyin lecho b'maychel Yisrael. By putting it in the mikva, by connecting it to that nohor hayoytze me'eden, to that reach toiv, to that coil, we were misaking it that it should be able to be used by a yid. Dahainu sheyia hamaychol hanechol bohem bebechinas mezoino denishmosa. Said the food that we're going to be drinking in those glasses, that we're going to be eating with those utensils, should be mezoino denishmosa. Aidei shenitaru akelem mizu amasoakum shehem misitra de gehenem. But through the fact that we purify these kelim from the filth of the akum, which is from the sitra of gehenem, alidei tvila b'mikva, by toiveling it in the mikva, shehi b'chinas nohor hayoytze me'eden. The mikva is like that river. Shemishom kol horechois toivois, that's where all the good rechois come, shehu b'chinas mezoina d'nishmosa kanal.